Blog report.
And we now go to to Rwanda, where we speak to one Gatete Nyaringabo Ruhumuriza. He's a 35-year-old Rwandan blogger based in Kigali. Through his Gatete Views blog, he has made a name for himself, earning friends and enemies on his political blogging journey. He talked to our correspondent Nasra Bishumba about his blog and why freedom of expression is more complicated to achieve in Rwanda compared to other countries in the region. He begins by telling us what his blog is all about.
Now, my blog has a disclaimer, and the disclaimer says, I'm not pro-EU or anti-EU, I am pro-Rwanda. Rwanda has people who are in the government, people in the opposition, people not in politics, and so on and so forth. I use this blog as a way of doing advocacy. I mean, I would influence policy and start debates from my bedroom. And now, when people see the more attention you draw, people also start being interested in you, and everyone would like for you to write for them or on their behalf. People think you do these things because you're seeking for attention. You're not seeking for attention, you're seeking for conversation, you're seeking to belong.
What do you find the most frustrating aspect of blogging in Rwanda?
Blogging is stressful, especially where you have a critical blog. It's very stressful. Everyone you meet, they want to engage you on your blog. Some people hate you, some people like you, some people make it a mission to undermine you.
Critics and human rights organizations have always accused this government of suppressing freedoms of speech and expression. Have you at any one point had an experience that has made you perhaps agree or maybe doubt the allegations?
Of course, if you say bad things about the government, it's not going to appreciate you. In Kenya, you can tell off Kenyatta, walk across the street and be CEO. You can't do that in Rwanda. To be honest, and this is going to come to you as a shock, I think government is probably more flexible to criticism than the people who consider themselves the media, the civil society, the scholars, the experts, and so on. When you criticize those people, they crucify you properly.
If you could pick one or two, what would you say was the proudest moment of your blogging journey in Rwanda?
I asked President Kagame a question, and he responded to me with respect. And he took his time, as if he'd respond to a team player, a team member. Not to a journalist, or to this group, or that group, some external people, but to a partner, an ally.
Rwanda is going into elections in the coming month. What do you make of the mood right now?
Why are we holding elections? What's going to happen the day before and the day after we've spent certainly 4 billion Rwandan francs to elect President Kagame? We had a referendum only less than a year ago. Two major political parties have endorsed him. Who is he running against? The young lady, the two adventurers who showed up? There's no need for elections. We know elections are supposed to be a competition. I understand the legality of it. I understand the constitutional aspect of it. But it's an exercise that we have to subject ourselves to every 7 years. We know who's going to be elected. We even have an idea of how much percentage is going to have. It's exactly the same percentage as in the referendum.
Just to wrap up, why do you see a critical blogger in, say, the next 5-10 years in Rwanda?
Society inherits the tyrants that they deserve. Bloggers will not be talented if the talent is not rewarded.
Nasra Bishumba speaking to Rwandan blogger Gatete Nyiringabo.